ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It is time for my favourite part of the week, where our musical maestro, Mr. Martin Pepperell, spotlights a new artist he's been interested in and plays us one of their tracks. Good morning, Mr. Martin.
Good morning. I was just looking at Instagram while I was waiting for you to patch me through, and I saw an infographic. You know the infographics you see on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
It was like a quote. This is great. Listen to this. Even the biggest trust fund baby in the world has the time constraint of their life.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
And I thought, damn, Rachel Connolly striking fear into the heart of Trustafarians everywhere. No matter how much cash you've got, you're still restrained to the limitations of your life.
Yeah, you may be rich, but you've got as much chance of a stroke as the rest of us.
You may be rich, but you're still going to die.
Oh, my God. That's not the worst one I've seen. I quite like that one, actually.
No, it's good. I was into it. It's great.
Music.
Yeah, no, death.
Death.
Actually, death and time constraints. Death and time constraints are actually the segue.
There's always a segue.
No, there's not always, but that's a segue today. We're talking about someone I've talked about before. I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about them again. I'll probably be talking about them for the rest of my life at this bloody rate. We have new music from Cassandra Jenkins.
Yes.
The native New Yorker who writes a singular voice and an impressionistic intimacy, making astute observations that dovetail neatly with her blend of folk and lush ambient pop music. I love Cassandra's music. I love Cassandra's story. Cassandra's a veteran.
Oh, really?
Cassandra is about 40 now. Cassandra's a 40-year-old who grew up in family bands, playing music on the East Coast folk scene in the 90s as a little kid, and then was in the touring band for bands for people like Eleanor Friedberger, Craig Finn, Lola Kirk, and most importantly, Purple Mountains, that we'll come to later on. There's been all sorts of jobs. There was like a stint working at the New Yorker. This is someone who's been slugging away at music for over 25 years in some shape or form because of these ridiculous parents who are like, right, you're coming on tour and playing in the family band. Your whole life doing something, you know. Playing in bands for some quite successful people, never quite making it though, always having day jobs, always wondering, should I keep going? You know, there was an album in 2017 that no one remembers, no one talks about, no one cares about. I remember it was pretty good. Then we get to 2020, some interesting stuff happened. Basically, Purple Mountains. Purple Mountains is the latest iteration of the musical project made by an American Jewish indie musician who passed away in 2019, David Berman. He was the founder in the late 80s and early 90s of an indie rock band called the Silver Jews. Their members, this was really classic, like, band from that whole period of time. He performed with members of Pavement, people like Stephen Malkmus and Bob Nasnovich. It was like a whole thing. It was kind of like Silver Jews, Pavement, noise rock, indie rock, American, the alternative college radio underground. Anyway, fast forward, a lot of depression issues. A very funny guy, but a lot of depression issues. Disturbing depression issues, horrifying depression issues. You fast forward into 2019, and so it's been a decade since Silver Jews have been a group. He made this new project called Purple Mountains, recorded this album. incredibly depressing, incredibly funny, incredibly literate, just written line after line after line. He'll say like things like, she's making friends, I'm turning stranger. He had all this great stuff, all these great little one-liners about how really sad but quite beautiful. Puts together a touring band. Guess he gets to be in the touring band. Cassandra Jenkins. She's like, oh, this is amazing. Playing with my hero, David Berman, in the touring band.
Oh, this is amazing.
Purple Mountain. So we're off, you know. It's happening, you know. We're playing all across Europe, all of the stuff. I mean, look, then, trigger warning, you know, suicide. You know, David committed suicide.
Right.
Everything falls to pieces.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's heartbroken. It's horrible. You know, it's horrifying. You know, she's off in Europe getting her head together. And she made this album called A Phenomenal Overview of Nature. And she thought, oh, well, that's going to be my goodbye. Gonna get
right,
album out.
Right.
I'm going to give up on music, you know. I'm going to give up on music. Like, this is too hard. The album comes out in 2021. And suddenly, it's an unexpected breakout hit. Next thing you know, she's touring the world, fettered by the indie media, celebrated by all her heroes. And, you know, we fast forward 3 years, and she's back with, like, another album. So much for giving up. So much for stepping away. So much for letting go.
Well,
actually,
has she talked about that at all? Like the whole idea of stepping away from music, but then couldn't.
Well, this is what she said. Okay. So she was preparing to hang it up. You know, she saw the overview on Phenomenal Nature as her swam song.
Right.
And when that record came out, and people started to respond to what I had written. My plans to quit were foiled in the most unexpected, heartening, and generous way. Ready or not, it reinvigorated me.
Wow. Okay.
You know, in her late 30s, suddenly it was happening. She was center stage. She was the one getting profiled in the New York Times or Pitchfork the New Yorker. She was the one with the sold-out shows. She was the one with the great reviews. She was the one with people she'd looked up to wanting to hang out and get photographs together on Instagram.
Yeah, right. That it's quite,
you know,
lovely,
that
isn't it?
And that was 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I mean, look, now there's a new album. It came out recently. It's called My Light, My Destroyer. It's her third album. You know, it's like the night sky itself. The world of My Light, My Destroyer is always expanding. You know, she's thinking about new things. The combination of indie rock, new age, sophistopop, and jazz. She's feeling curious towards the universe. It's a mixture of field recordings, her like trademark poetic lyricism, which can be elusive, humorous, devastating, and confessional. These songs, yeah, once again, I think ambient. For me, ambient pop is a good description for some of it, but then it has a classic 90s college radio feel. She's got a killer turn of phrase, beautiful melodies. She knows how to dig into stuff, and it'll get so heavy, and then it'll just get so funny at points.
That's quite
and
cool.
And it's kind of like a stand-up comic, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you're sort of walking people to the very edge of the cliff with your sad, depressing, you know, like a story about, like, some tragedy, you know?
Yeah,
and then just as they're about to tumble over the cliff, you're like, hey, let me tell you about that monkey that slipped on a banana.
Yeah, it is like, yeah, it's like musical stand-up.
Oh, look, I mean, that's part of music, that's performance, you know, that's the common ground between comedy and music, you know, theatre, all of these things. There's a performance thing, you know, and it's kind of like either you're presenting, some people present, you know, they get up and they present a work, you know, whether it's a work of dance, a work of music, reading poetry, telling a story or whatever, and then there's other people who get up and entertain. And then there's people who exist in a Venn diagram between these things.
Totally. It's all a spectrum,
yeah,
isn't it?
I mean, KRS-One, the great rapper from the Bronx, Boogie Down Productions, he coined the term for his music, edutainment. because I'm going to educate you and I'm going to entertain you. It's very hard to make statements like that now because we're in such an irony-poisoned world. So if someone's sincere about something, people are just like, whatever, you loser.
That's true.
But I think in terms of her songcraft, you know, I think she does a pretty good job of, you know, balancing these impulses between the serious and the silly, the joy and heartbreak, all the good stuff. So I got one of the singles. It's called Delphium Blue, which just, like, looks nice to read. Sounds nice to listen to.
Yes.
But actually, like, I have to say, God, like, the more I listen to the album, the more I'm like, there's a few other songs that could be today's recommendation.
Really? Interesting.
There's a great one. There's a great one called Omakase, which is, like, awesome. There's one called Clam's Casino. That's great. There's a really funny one called Shatner's Theme, which is about when William Shatner got sent into space by Jeff Bezos.
Yes. I remember
that. Yeah, some good stuff. There's a song called Aurora IL about when she got COVID and had to isolate in a hotel for 5 days. And there's these really funny interludes of her mum talking on them. Her mum sounds so funny. You know, some people just have that vocal tone where, you know, even if they haven't cracked a joke, they've still cracked a joke.
Yeah.
Oh. Nah, it's good.
I'm really curious, actually, to hear the rest of this. Yeah, I will. I get all my, basically, like, weekly listening objectives from you. It's quite handy, actually.
Every now and then, obviously you're doing, like, rigorous and robust research yourself for your role in music at RDU.
Well, of course I am.
Scouring the internet, you know, from sun up to sundown, looking through playlists, going through obscure blogs, checking the emails.
Okay, you may be exaggerating slightly, but yes, it's what I love about Thursdays. It's my music day. I get to go looking for music.
Yes, and I get to sit down and have a nice cup of coffee in a courtyard outside a strange cafe in the suburbs and then have a chat for 15 minutes. It's good stuff.
Oh, I'm so glad you love it. Hey, Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and thanks for doing a mix on Monday as well. We all thoroughly enjoyed that.
That was fun. That was fun. Yo, if you don't DJ on RDU yet and you live in Christchurch, you should totally volunteer and become an RDU DJ.
That's right.
This stuff's real fun.
Yes, thank you, Martin. I can always trust.
I know some of you got good
support.
Record collections. I know some of you got good. MP3 collections.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they do.
They're out there,
Martin. I'm gonna let you be now. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Peace,
everyone. Peace. And that was Mr. Martin Pepperell talking about Delphinium Blue, his track today. It's by Cassandra Jenkins. Do enjoy this number.
At the flower shop.
count the cash. I picked up another.